sports, politics, life, Buck Roofing presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Man, I think if I could sing, I would probably do a parody song of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas and change it into It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Football, because Big 12 Media Days opened this week in Dallas, and I'm pretty excited. The Big 12 goes out every year and jumps the gun in front of the other big conferences to try to get some national attention, which works for them. They get all the national media there. It's not a brilliant marketing strategy. It's a pretty simple one. You don't want to go up against the SEC and Big Ten media days. If you can get media outlets to come cover you before the other conferences do their media days, you do that. So I'm fired up, as Big 12 football season seems like it is ever so close. And I'll admit, as we start again with sports and football in particular, you know, it's my favorite sport. It's my favorite sport to talk about, to cover, whatever. We are very short here on analysis and X's and O's at this point. We got to wait until camp opens, see how some of the competitions are going, see how injuries go over the next 6 weeks or so before the games are upon us, or longer than that. So it's so much guesswork, especially in college football and especially in the Big 12, where nobody really knows in any given year who's going to win the league. Did anybody think TCU would be in the college football playoff and K-State would be the Big 12 champions last year? No, nobody thought that. So we love that about the Big 12. It is, Brett Yormark said this, the commissioner said this in his news conference, it's the deepest league in college athletics, and there's little question about that, especially with the emergence of Kansas as a team that can beat you on any given Saturday. They went 6-7 last year, had a nice season, had the tremendous start, had College Game Day there, sold a lot more tickets, and they have a dynamic quarterback and a very promising head coach. So there's a lot to like there. And Kansas is picked this year in the poll, I think 9th out of 14, which is a tremendous step up for Kansas, but says an awful lot about what the league is. And that is a league where, with four new members coming in that have played really good quality football recently and over the years, man, it's anybody's guess. I think this is a wide-open conference. It's not so easy to say, hey, it's Texas, hey, it's Oklahoma. We say that every year. Oklahoma had a stranglehold on this league. Their coach left. It's pretty obvious the coaching change didn't go very well at OU. Nobody's picking them to win the league this year, which is a little bit shocking. Texas has all the athletes, but they never win this league. Kansas State has won as many titles in the Big 12 as Texas has. And we're starting to hear officials in the league kind of badmouth OU and Texas, and it's got my juices flowing. This reminds me a little bit of the SEC media days when things can heat up between coaches and programs and they say some kind of nasty things. That's going on at Big 12 media days. Tim Weiser is an associate commissioner of the Big 12, and he stated on the record at Big 12 media days, good riddance. We did a nice job getting Oklahoma and Texas out early because they were supposed to stay longer than this. He said, we're proud to get them out of here. And for them, it's all lipstick. He's basically said it's lipstick. It's makeup. They want to be associated with teams that if they lose to them, they don't look bad. He said Texas is tired of losing to K-State and would rather go lose to Alabama. That's what he said. And the same can be said truthfully about Oklahoma. Of course, it's led Mike Gundy to do his annual Big 12 Media Days spiel on the fact that Oklahoma's a bunch of losers. And they pulled out, and they've screwed the people of the state of Oklahoma, and they've wrecked rivalries, and they're bad for college athletics. We love Mike Gundy for speaking out. We wish he backed it up a little bit more with a better team last year. He's been a very good coach at Oklahoma State, has made runs at Big 12 titles, has come within inches of winning the conference, and has a very good program. There's nothing wrong with what Mike Gundy's doing at Oklahoma State, and as the gloves are off, we have no trouble hearing about all these things they're saying about Oklahoma and Texas. To get the news out of the way, Brett Yormark, the commissioner, said there will be a new logo next year, which has been long coming since 1996. This is Big 12 has the worst logo in sports. That seems easy. It will be 12 teams next year. It's 14 teams this year with the new teams coming in. And Yormark announced a new agreement with Dallas to keep the championship game in Dallas until 2030 and says he's very close to working out a deal with Kansas City to keep the basketball tournament in Kansas City, presumably through 2030. I think they want to run a lot of things through 2030 or 2031 with the new television contract that's taking place. He wants to get the conference young and hip. They promoted a hype video for the conference yesterday that personally, I didn't like or get, but it's not meant to get me or like me. If it gets young people paying attention to the Big 12 and thinking about going to school there or playing athletics there, then it does its work. I'll trust they know what they're doing. I thought it was absolutely stupid and kind of a piece of garbage that you couldn't understand the announcer. But I like to be able to do a podcast or a radio show where you actually know and understand what I'm saying. I'm not the most articulate person in the world. I use slang words a lot. But I think most people that listen to the podcast can understand the words that I'm saying. The Big 12 has put out a hype video that you really can't understand the narrator, the announcer. It's very thick dialect, very thick urban dialect that you can't necessarily understand, but maybe they're just trying to catch people in urban areas. So it was really a good start and a good day at Big 12 Media Days. And the person, beyond all this other stuff going on, the person that took center stage, truly, this is shocking. This is what this league is all about. And it's really, the Big 12 is becoming something like the NFL, where you get the right quarterback and the right coach in place, you start winning. Anybody can beat anybody. It doesn't matter. Geography doesn't matter. School doesn't matter. I love that about the Big 12. That has been that way for a long time. Everybody's had a chance to compete in this conference. The star of Media Days was KU quarterback Jalen Daniels. Now, he is picked as the Big 12 preseason offensive player of the year for good reason. He's a very flashy player. His offense requires more out of him than more well-rounded offenses. And maybe Devin Neal helps with that this year. Maybe, you know, if he stays healthy, they can run the football. Maybe Jalen Daniels can just hand it off a little bit more and KU can move the ball that way. But we've seen in college football that if you have that special player at quarterback, they eat up a large percentage of your offensive yards and you become a more important, bigger percentage of the offense of your school. And Kansas looks to be that team. So he's the man, and he's preseason offensive player of the year. But what has people talking, and I'm not going to be critical here of Jalen Daniels. I just want him to back it up. Like, we saw Patrick Mahomes at the ESPYs going shirtless, wearing a jacket. Patrick Mahomes' style, when he dresses for business, he looks really good. When he dresses for like Hollywood and stuff, he doesn't fit. His stuff looks awful. It doesn't fit. It's wrinkled. It doesn't look good. He didn't look good at the premiere of the Netflix thing. His suit looked worse than the other quarterbacks by a mile. And he looked trashy at the ESPYs. But he's Patrick Mahomes. He can do whatever he wants. When he puts his business suits on and the Chiefs go on the road, like Mahomes, when he goes out on Chiefs road trips, dresses like a businessman. And he looks like the quarterback. And he looks like he's in charge. And it's all very impressive. And then he tries to go do this Hollywood stuff, and it just isn't him. I've said this before. There is, and I feel like I can say this. And you know what? It's a podcast. I can say whatever I want. There is a white trash element to the Mahomes. We all see it. We all know it. There's a white trash element to that family, to him and his wife. Look, there's plenty of white trash in me. All right? I don't like wearing socks. If I could walk around barefoot in a t-shirt with holes in it, we wear around the house 25-year-old t-shirts with holes in them and sit out back, you know, and drink Bush Light. There's plenty of white trash at my house, okay? There's plenty of that. So I've got all the room in the world to say this. I can say all I want. But there's some of that to his game. Jalen Daniels wasn't having it. There's none of that in his game. He goes to Dallas for Media Days. And what he wore, the suit got a lot of attention. It was not unlike what you see Mahomes or some other quarterbacks wear. White and cream seemed to be coming back. A little bit Saturday Night Feverish. John Travolta. There's some of that kind of coming back in. But Daniel's suit looked really nice. But it was really the chain around his neck that drew everybody's attention. Now, there's a lot of hype around this player. He is the preseason player of the year. He's not listed on a lot of Heisman watch lists. Like, Will Howard at Kansas State is mentioned on more of those. I think people recognize you better have a really good team, maybe win your conference, go win 10 games to be a Heisman finalist. And I don't think Kansas is viewed that way. But Jalen Daniels, certainly, if he has the year that people think he can have, could be a Heisman candidate. I'm not ruling that out. Again, I got nothing negative to say about this player, this program, this team. what he did at Media Days was astounding to me, because the only thing I look at is saying, you better back that up. You better back it up. He went to Los Angeles. He custom made a necklace. It's gaudy. It's gaudy. If you haven't seen it, it's gaudy. As the necklace comes to the circular bottom, there is a logo of the Heisman with his initials, Jalen Daniels' initials. It's the Heisman logo thing. And hanging beneath that is something that looks like the face of an Apple Watch with diamonds around it, custom made, that he taps on it and plays highlights of himself. I saw this. Listen, everybody's fawning over it, thinks it's great. So I'm the fuddy-duddy here. I'm on the outside of this circle. If I'm a coach, that's not happening on my watch, because he's simply putting himself in a place where he's showing highlights of himself. First of all, he's not showing highlights of the team. It's not the defense making a play. It's not Devin Neal busting one. It's not, you know, the backup quarterback winning a game because Jalen Daniels is hurt. It's none of that. I had a buddy say, yeah, he cherry-picked highlights against West Virginia, which wasn't very good last year. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. But can you imagine, can you ever imagine showing up to do media? Like, this would be like me, there's a news conference. Hey, you're starting a new venture or something, or you've taken this new position, and people come up to ask you questions, and I'm wearing a chain with highlights playing of the previous broadcasts that I've done, or remotes or events that I've emceed or things like that. I can't even imagine. Listen, if he backs it up, good for him. This is one confident young man. This is one confident football team. And this is the only football analysis you're going to get today, really, out of me, because it's just too early to tell. They all got to get to the season healthy and all this other stuff. If this is the game they're playing at Kansas this year, not just Jalen Daniels, this whole team better back it up. There'll be no 6-6. This better be an 8-4 football team. Okay? If that's the kind of swagger you're going to walk around, and the coach is going to allow it, and these players were dripping in diamonds and stuff, man. The players he took down there were decked out in these $3,000 suits and fancy jewelry and the whole deal. If that's what you're going to portray, and I understand why you do it, I'm not saying it's the wrong thing, but if that's what you're going to do, you better not be Kansas. You better not go have your season fall apart on you like it did last year. You better go 8-4. You better finish third or fourth in the league. You better beat Oklahoma or Texas. I'd have to look at their schedule. You better beat a whole bunch of people, and you better be a monster at home. Drill people. Laughing stock. Just 48-10. A lot of games like that. You'd better roll. If you're going to roll like this to media days, you better roll on the football field. That's my only takeaway from Kansas. I've got no problem with him doing it if he backs it up. I'll have every problem in the world with it if the Jayhawks don't back this up. Because you want to talk about swagger. Here's what this reminds me of. I used to say in 2013, 12 and 13, that the Royals stink. But my God, these young players think they're good. Hosmer, Moustakas, Lorenzo Cain, Escobar, Salvi, some of the pitchers. I'm like, this is the cockiest bunch of young players I've ever been around. And they've done nothing. They just kept losing. We get halfway through the 2014 season. If you remember, at the All-Star break, people wanted Ned Yost fired. We're like, wow, all this hype on all these players, all these high draft choices, and this team just hasn't done anything. Remember, they were picking fights with other teams. The Royals had like losing records and were going to Chicago and starting fights on the field, and they're fighting with all these teams. Like, they're just brash, conceited, arrogant, trash-talking losers is what the Royals were for quite a while. Then they made that step. It only lasted a year and a half, but it was glorious. Somehow, they had a swagger and a cockiness that they knew they were going to be good. That reminds me of Kansas. They haven't shown it yet. All Kansas has done is do what the Royals did there for a couple of years, and that's go from being a laughingstock to being a 500 team or less. That's really all the Royals had done until they did more. Kansas is showing every one of those signs that they've got the swagger, they have the belief, that they have the confidence, that they're going to trash talk, that they just believe, flat out believe they're better than you. Now you got to go do it. My takeaway from early in Big 12 Media Days. We've got the first cash announced for the FIFA World Cup in Kansas City. Aren't you excited? The World Cup's coming? I know I am. The first money grab is official. The Kansas City, Missouri Council has passed in the budget $15 million for FIFA. This is a drop in the bucket. This is nothing. $15 million is nothing. It's going to be paid over the next 3 years. It's going to come out of short-term rental taxes in Kansas City, Missouri. $15 million to FIFA to bring six soccer matches to Kansas City. This will not have the impact Taylor Swift had per day. It just won't. It won't. It's just not going to. But we're going to pay all this money to bring it. And so it has started. We really don't know where the money's coming from. It's going to be a slow drip over the next couple of years. We've talked about this. First $15 million announced. Straight to FIFA, the most corrupt agency in the world. Here's $15 million. Thanks for coming to Kansas City. It's just going to keep pouring in. It will be more and more and more. Pretty soon we'll hear about the state of Missouri, Jackson County, the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, but it's going to be taxpayer money. And that's what this is. There's going to be plenty of taxpayer money. You know, there is no, we get into politics a lot here, and we'll have more in a little bit, but there just is no accountability anymore. There, taxes in this country are so high, and there is so much money flowing around in so many places. Nobody's accountable for the expenditures. They don't. Like, you can just come up with a couple hundred billion for a war in Ukraine out of nowhere. What happens at local levels, too? They just do this. Here's $15 million for FIFA. Did anybody vote on this? Would any Kansas Cityan vote on this and say, yes, we want the World Cup here. We want to spend $100 million or whatever it's going to be for the World Cup to come here. Who in their right mind would vote yes on that? Nobody. So they all just find it and steal it from us. That's really what they're doing, is they steal it from us with no repercussions, because we have too many districts, we have too many cities, too many counties, and too many states where there can be no voter revolt. There is one party rule, and that party is going to do what it wants. It's maddening. It is absolutely maddening that we really don't have the ability in this country through elections to change things, because we are so hardened in our politics right now, and certain places are just what they are, period. But that's what we've got, and now we've got $15 million going to FIFA from Kansas City, Missouri. LeBron James announced at the ESPYs that he'll be back next year, no surprise. He wants to play with his kid, Bronny James, who's going to play 1 year this year at USC and hopefully become a pro player after that. The NBA is going to have to decide whether he's good enough. We'll see what he does in 1 year of college. LeBron James' hope is that he can stay in the league long enough to play with his son. I mean, I can't wait. Can you? It's very, very exciting to think LeBron James is going to hang on. He's going to hang on. He says, he's making comments like, oh, as long as I'm, you know, staying loyal to the game and not, you know, taking anything away from the game by not being my best, whatever. You want to play with your son, that's fine. Just say it. Just say it. KKHI is brought to you by 360 Document Solutions, online at 360documentsolutions.com. If you have business machines, copiers, printers, voiceover IP, phone systems, if you have any of these things at your office and you're simply working with a national brand, a giant corporation, dump them. I'll just give you a little industry insight here that they won't tell you. If you go with a great local or regional company like 360 Document Solutions, they have people that can service your machines. You don't get left out in the cold trying to figure out what you're going to do when something doesn't work right. And you try to call the corporation and you get somebody in Guatemala. That's no fun. Why don't you just call Mark? He's right here in Kansas City. He owns and operates the company. You can speak with him yourself. He's got a staff all over Missouri, Kansas, and Oklahoma. No town or business too small. No corporation too big. They can come in and do it for a massive operation as well. 360documentsolutions.com. Call Mark at 913-745-5344. Service is absolutely the difference here. In this industry, service is everything. Deal with somebody you know. Deal with somebody you understand, a great American patriot, and somebody who thinks like you do. And you know you're going to get great satisfaction as a customer of 360documentsolutions.com. Same thing at Roberts Robinson, my favorite car dealership, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. Tim Trader is on the showroom floor every single day. If you call Tim, he'll build out any GM you want. They will just take care of you. And they'll give you the lifetime warranty free, which the other guys don't. And he'll apply every possible discount and lowest financing rate when you order the vehicle. 816-826-1563. Chevrolet Buick GMC. Chevrolet, find new roads like I've done with my Chevy Blazer. I love it. I get comments on it all the time. It is a ridiculously great little SUV, crossover, whatever you want to call it, for the money especially. It does every possible thing I could want it to do, and they're offering a couple of discounts now and great financing on all these models again at robertsrobinson.com in Excelsior Springs. They'll deliver wherever you live, even if you live hours away. robertsrobinson.com, 816-826-1563. The Finch Knife Company, what a great Kansas City success story Finch Knife Co. is. They're online at finchknifeco.com, but they're getting in retailers all across the country now, thanks to tremendous word of mouth from so many of you that have purchased these. Some of you have purchased every knife in every collection. Some of you have purchased these in big quantities as corporate gifts. They can do that as well. If you want to do something really cool for your clients and you need to buy 100 pocket knives to give to your clients, Finch Knife Co. can make that happen for you. They're just incredible products. And Spencer and Steve are so proud of what they've built. They design every knife right here in Kansas City. Their new series is called the Shiv. They also have the Flint series out right now. Check them all out online at finchknifeco.com or visit Shields in Overland Park, the Bullet Hole in Mission, or Teague Tractor in Belton. Keep life from getting dull with a Finch pocket knife. All right, in the news, I've completely jumbled the way I was going to talk about things in the news today. I've just completely jumbled it. Biden's such an embarrassment over at NATO, I'm saving that for the end. I don't have the strength to make a big deal of him doing the same stuff that he always does. So we begin with this. There's a new report out that the Panasonic plant being built in DeSoto, Kansas, which is a big deal. It's a big deal. It's going to create all kinds of high-paying jobs. It's doing wonders for the city of DeSoto and eventually, I guess, Johnson County, the state of Kansas, whatever. Kansas, Johnson County, and DeSoto have ponied up $1.2 billion in incentives for Panasonic to come here and build a $4 billion battery plant for Tesla. All right, very cool. So they did this and agreed to this before the Inflation Reduction Act was passed by the Democrats in D.C. This is absolutely remarkable. Did you know that over the next decade, $200 billion of your tax dollars through the Inflation Reduction Act, which is anything but, will be spent on electric vehicles, on incentives for battery plants, manufacturing, all these other things? It's just a giant government subsidy because while electric car sales are up, the demand is not nearly there for these companies to invest this money themselves. So Kansas, Johnson County, and DeSoto pony up $1.2 billion to Panasonic. Then, it's a $4 billion plant. Then Biden comes up with the Inflation Reduction Act. Are you ready for this? Panasonic to build a $4 billion plant. This is how off the rails we are. This is the greatest example of how off the rails Democrat spending is in this country. Panasonic, a Japanese corporation, comes to DeSoto, Kansas, and starts building batteries for Teslas in the state with the third lowest propensity to buy an electric vehicle. Third lowest behind Wyoming and Oklahoma. Kansans in a poll said, electric vehicles aren't for us. Third lowest. Panasonic's coming. They're opening the plant. And now Panasonic is getting $8 billion to build a $4 billion plant. The federal government, through the Inflation Reduction Act, is kicking in another $6.8 billion for Panasonic. So let me see if I have this right. If I told everyone I want to build a battery plant in DeSoto, it's going to cost $4 billion, will they give me $8 billion to build it? Because it sounds to me like Panasonic's made a $4 billion profit before they open the doors. Are you ready for this? This is the most amazing statistic you will hear this week. I promise, share this with your friends. Tell everyone you know. Your government, federal, state, county, and local, are putting in so much tax revenue and money to Panasonic to build this plant, it equals $2 million per job. That's correct. The government is paying $2 million for each job that's coming to the plant. Can you even imagine? I mean, this is the worst, Matt. I've seen a lot of things with government overreach and spending. I've never seen math worse than this. This is the worst math ever. Now, I'm an honest guy. It's going to benefit me. It's all going to benefit me. Our house is not far from here. It's 4 or 5 miles down K-10 from where we live. Our home value's going up. They can't build homes fast enough. They're trying in DeSoto, but there's also going to be a lot of people that work in that plant that don't want to live in DeSoto. Be quite honest, they want to live in Lenexa. That's where they're going to want to live, Lenexa and Olathe. Near stuff with bigger schools. That's what they're going to want. I'm just telling you, our house prices are going up because of this. I feel dirty. I do. I feel dirty. We shouldn't be spending $8 billion of taxpayer money to build a $4 billion plant, and we damn sure shouldn't be spending $2 million per job. You know how much my job costs the government? Zero. Zero. I pay the government. We created two jobs right here in our house, and we pay taxes on that. We don't get anything back. So I guess I shouldn't feel dirty if my property value goes up. But my God, can you imagine worse math than that? And we'll have to see what the FIFA World Cup thing turns out to be, because it's going to be ugly by the time it's all said and done. But this is just the worst math I've ever seen. Now, in fairness to Kansas, Johnson County, and DeSoto, the Inflation Reduction Act had not been passed yet when they approved this for Panasonic basically signed on $1.2 billion in incentives. We'll build a $4 billion plant. But you cannot convince me that there weren't people in D.C., lobbyists and whatnot, to Panasonic telling them, yes, this is a go. We're going to get you even more. You cannot convince me that they didn't know more what's coming from the feds. Somehow, some way, the Democrats were going to do this. They're pushing electric vehicles. We are going to build a glut of electric vehicles. This is good and bad. It's bad because the government's funding it all. It can't stand on its own 2 feet. It's good in that it absolutely has to bring the price of electric vehicles down. When we build these things out and have so many more of these available to the consumer than the consumer wants, prices will drop. There will be 0% financing. There will be tax breaks by the government. When we have giant lot after giant lot filled with electric cars sitting in the sun, that's going to be bad for businesses. Those batteries can catch on fire. You better be careful. So we're going to overbuild, and we're going to overbuild these cars quickly. There's a baked-in part of America that is not interested in an electric car, just flat not interested. They will be slow to change. I'm sure we'll all get there. I am not anti-electric car. I am not. I am anti-government forcing this on people. Completely, just as I was not anti-COVID shot. Okay? I was against the government forcing it on people. I've got a great track record on this stuff, folks. They want to offer you a shot and you want to take it, that's your business. They want to offer you an electric car, that's your business. But it's not the government's business to force it on anyone. Absolutely not. The Dems are panicked about the election in 24. It's crazy because I don't know anybody that thinks their side is going to win. Democrats think they're going to lose. Republicans think they're going to lose. We're basically going to go into a presidential election where everybody believes their candidate is a loser. I mean, honestly, Joe Manchin's about to throw a wrench in this thing. This is fun. I do like talking about the election. I do. And okay, here's why Joe Manchin could be a problem. He's going to New Hampshire for a town hall. He has not announced that he's running for Senate again in West Virginia, so it looks like he's not. Now, I don't know if Joe Manchin's going to run as a Democrat or third party, but if he's going to New Hampshire doing town halls, he's about to do something, but he's doing it with an organization called No Labels. And this is that old Joe Lieberman's independent party. No Labels is basically saying, we're not a Republican, we're not a Democrat, and they hold these events. So he's going to New Hampshire. He's going to do a town hall under the heading of No Labels. I think Kennedy maybe has done one of those. Here's the absolute math. Here's the missing math from the last two presidential elections. In 2016, when Donald Trump won, 6% of voters voted for a third party. In 2020, when Donald Trump lost, 2% of voters voted for a third party. We want a third party. There is no question about this. Cornel West is out there. He may try to get on the ballot. I mean, how many signatures does it take in a state to go get on a ballot? If you put Cornel West and Joe Manchin on the ballot as third and fourth candidates, Trump wins in a landslide. He's going to kill it. Doesn't matter whether they've indicted him, convicted him. None of that will matter. First of all, none of that will matter anyway, because it's going to be after the election. And if he loses, they'll drop the cases. Okay, so Trump's path is pretty easy here. They want to boggle him down with all this stuff, but they know they can't jail him before the election. They can't do that. He can get delays and push things off and do appeals and all this other stuff. So they can't do that. And if he loses, if he wins, he pardons himself. If he loses, then they drop it, I'm pretty sure, because then that'll be it. I don't think there'd be any threat of Trump running again. I think they just do a deal at that point and drop the whole thing. But I'm fascinated by this. Joe Manchin is a third-party candidate. He might peel off 10% of the Democrats and 5% of the Republicans. He might get 15%. What'd Ross Perot get? Somewhere around 15%, 20%, something like that. Ross Perot got Bill Clinton elected. No question about that. Zero. If Joe Manchin runs, he's going to peel more Democrats than Republicans, but he will peel Republicans too. Cornel West is a can't-lose deal. We get this guy on the ballot in all 50 states, and he goes out and gets 3, 4, 5% across the country, it's over. Those will just be almost across-the-board black votes that will not vote for Republicans. That'll just be peeling Democrat votes away. And I will state emphatically again for the 1,000th time on this podcast, I do not think Joe Biden will be the candidate. I do not think it will be Joe Biden. My odds-on favorite, Gavin Newsom. We'll see. Crazy news there. Hey, we are brought to you by Back 9 Development, your custom home builder. Online at back9development.com. It's the number 9, back9development.com. Anywhere in the Kansas City area, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, TJ would love to build for you. Whether it's for your business or your dream home, one phone call, set up the appointment, and talk with TJ about what your dreams are and see if they might match what he can do for you. 785-236-0161. Boy, he builds beautiful, beautiful projects. If you want to see him, just jump on his website. It's back9development.com. Again, it's the numeral 9. He's done the condominiums on the Colbert Hills Golf Course. He's done businesses. He's doing custom homes in Kansas City. He's got it all, man. This man really, really knows how to build something absolutely dreamy and beautiful. That's the way I'd say it. Back9development.com. Bstock.net is having a garage sale this week for KKHI listeners. 10% off additional on scratch and dent brand new television, 65-inch or larger. They've got these, and I've purchased one for myself, for my own house. It saved me a pile when I bought it from them because it has a scratch on the back upper corner. Well, you can't see it because it's up against the wall. It's incredible. The picture's great. They grade the thing out. You turn it on, you look at it. These are brand new televisions that somehow get a little scratch and dent. You want to save even more? Typically 30% off on these products. Another 10% now during the garage sale at bstock.net. 14680 South Flaming Road. They also have a wheel to spin there. If you come into B-Stock, spin the wheel for free prizes right now. And don't forget, an additional 10% off appliances as well. Refrigerators, washers, and dryers, they're all right there at bstock.net. There is no question, if you're slightly flexible on exactly which model of washer and dryer refrigerator you want, brand new, you're going to save hundreds, if not thousands, off of Best Buy or Nebraska Furniture Mart. It's not close. And they have free delivery to your garage. To your garage. They'll get it to your garage. Free delivery in Kansas City to your garage, which, as we said the other day, we hope is it has an amazing garage floor. Because it should. Because my man Hutch really knows what he's doing when it comes to garage floors, epoxy flooring, and concrete treatment. Don't forget, they'll treat your concrete now. Summer's a great time to do this. Get your concrete treated before winter gets here. Schedule an appointment at 913-901-7139. Your driveway, your sidewalks, your front porch all deserves a nice coating of Seal RX. Extend the life of your concrete at your home with amazing garage floors, or do the garage floor you've always wanted. Online at amazinggaragefloors.net, 913-901-7139. Love John and Heather. Hutch. Hutch, that's what we call him. Hutch is my guy. Christopher Wray is the director of the FBI. He was on Capitol Hill with congressional hearings yesterday. Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan rocked. They they were really good. So a lot has been exposed. We always walk away from these things and say, okay, what good did it do? Well, remember the impeachment, and you're sitting there watching the impeachment of Trump, and you're going, well, what good does this do? What good does this do? What good does this do? He's not out of office, whatever. Like, if you're a Democrat, you're like, what good does this do? It's always the long-term effect. And for Christopher Wray to sit there and have these investigations gone awry, exposed, polling information given to him if he didn't know it about what Americans think, and right now we're at an all-time low about what Americans think of the FBI, and to be asked questions that he refuses to answer or can't answer is a pretty tough day for Chris Wray. And when he goes back to the office, I don't think he digs in and says, okay, I'm going to go get these guys. I think he goes back to the office and goes, all right, if I want to keep doing what I'm doing and save my reputation, we have to do better in the public's eye, which means he's thinking, I got to do something to a Democrat. I got to get these people off my back. I think that would be the normal reaction. Now, that doesn't mean it's Joe Biden or even Hunter Biden, but somebody somewhere, something high profile needs to happen with the FBI. I think he's probably aware of that. But my favorite part of this was Adam Schiff, because I think the guy's a buffoon. He gets his 5 minutes to ask questions of Christopher Wray. And Adam Schiff, you know, he botched the impeachment. Of course, they impeached him because the Democrats all jumped on board and voted. It's what they do. It was a sham impeachment. Nobody looks at that as legitimate. It's a joke. Remember, that was Trump calling Zelensky. Now we have Biden sitting with Zelensky falling asleep, but we're not impeaching him. It's so absurd. It's comical. So here's Adam Schiff, and he's got Christopher Wray in front of him under oath. Okay, what can you tell me about what the FBI is doing to combat domestic violent extremism? So Adam Schiff's question, without him saying it in the proper way, is about right-wing extremists. He didn't use the term right-wing. He didn't say January 6th. Adam Schiff is so stupid, he asked a question, what is it that you're doing about domestic violent extremism? And Chris Wray, who I think identifies as a rhino, a Republican in name only, but that's the way he identifies. Chris Wray then at that point goes on this long answer. It says, well, we're working on things all over the country. He says, we've got Antifa that we're dealing with. We've got climate radicals. We have race radicals. And we have attacks on pro-life facilities. And I'm looking at this clip, and Adam Schiff's sitting there like, oh, crap, I just stepped in it. Like, he's sitting there. Christopher Wray is now talking about all the violent leftist extremists to Adam Schiff, when Schiff was so stupid with his question that he didn't specifically ask about J6ers or QAnon or whatever extreme right-wing thing they want to come up with. And look, he mentioned that there are right-wingers stuff too. But for Schiff to sit there, this was one of the all-time gaffes. This guy's going to be a senator in California. He's going to run for Senate and probably win. I can't imagine a bigger buffoon than Adam Schiff. But you know what? A lot of these Democrats are just goofy people. There's something wrong with them. We can see it in the things that they espouse, that there's something wired wrong in their brains. And I don't look at Adam Schiff and think, well, there's a competent guy. Look, I see Republicans that I don't look at them and think they're competent. There's plenty of those too. But this guy should be in the prime of his career. He's supposed to be a smart guy. And you're sitting there and you leave the question open generically. You just assume that everybody in the government is so leftist as you that you can throw them an open-ended question and they just got your back. That's the laziness of the Dem Party. Adam Schiff's literally in a spot where he feels like, oh, I can ask the FBI director any open-ended question. He's got my back. Well, not on this day he didn't. Chris Wray's a smart enough guy. He saw an opportunity to say, okay, watch me even this thing out. Get some of these Republicans off my back. It was the juiciest, best moment of the deal. Christopher Wray says, we're going after Antifa, climate radicals, race radicals, and people who are attacking pro-life facilities. Adam Schiff's an idiot. There's no other way to say it. The guy just flat out blew it. And I love it. Uh-oh. Costco has put the Death Star on some Bud Light packages. Do you know what the Death Star is? If you look up, and I shop at Costco, if you shop at Costco and you see the price tag and the item up above the shelf that all the stuff is on, and it has a big star in the upper right-hand corner, that's an indication that this is not being restocked. If you want to buy it all. We're not restocking it. One social media user posted a rack full of Bud Light, 30 packs of Bud Light, selling for $14.97, and it had the Death Star on the logo. It had been marked with a star, that store saying, we are not putting Bud Light back on these shelves, at least in that package. Now, Costco has not made an official statement, and maybe they'll package Bud Light in a smaller way, or they'll go to smaller cans or bigger cans or something like that. There's no official word here. But the fact that people around the country are seeing the Death Star on Bud Light and 30 packs, are you kidding me? Like, people buy Busch Light. I'm cheap. I buy Busch Light, especially in the summer. I just think it's a great summer beer, right? You go to the lake, you're on a boat. Everybody drinks Busch Light at the Lake of the Ozarks. It's kind of a Midwest tradition. It's Busch Light in the summertime. And it's cheap. You can get a 30 pack sometimes for $19.99. Certainly no more than $21. So it's cheap. That matters. Come on. They're all just watery beers. Don't make fun of what I drink, okay? Nobody cares. You're out in the sun. Nobody cares. You just got one in your hand. It's about playing music and socializing and whatever. Nobody's getting drunk on Busch Light. I mean, you better be pounding like 40 of those things because they're really light. But a 30-pack of Bud Light for $14.97? This is crazy. At the same time, Dylan Mulvaney, who started all this through the marketing genius of a Harvard grad, or an Ivy League grad, I don't think it was Harvard, an Ivy League grad at Anheuser-Busch in St. Louis, Dylan Mulvaney has fled to Peru for her safety. Her safety is safety. Wait, now I'm confused. I forget what Dylan is. Dylan's a boy's name, right? I honest to God, I'm telling you, my brain is locked up right now. I forget whether Dylan is a man being a woman or a woman playing a man. I forget. But Dylan, well, it's a woman playing a man. It's got to be, right? Is that it? I don't know. Anyway, Dylan Mulvaney's in Peru for their safety. There, I did it. There, that works. That's a good pronoun. For their safety. Dylan Mulvaney has gone to Peru where Dylan feels very safe. It's unfortunate that I don't feel safe in my own country. This is a show pony at this point. Dylan Mulvaney's not in any danger from anybody. This is ridiculous. I am sick of the LGBTQ hoaxers running around telling us how dangerous their lives are. Like what? Middle-aged white dudes that want to drink their Busch Light on their back patio in the summer are coming after you with their guns because I can't stand gay people or transgenders anymore. It would be shocking if they knew how little we care about them and what they do. It really would be. We can never convey this to them. We can never convince them that we really just don't care until you're getting in our face. That's it. That's the only time we care is just get out of my face. Leave me alone. Let me live my life. Leave me alone. I don't want to see it. I don't care. I don't want to know. Don't hurt anybody, but you're hurting me right now. This Bud Light thing's crazy. If Costco drops Bud Light, if they just flat drop them, I can't even imagine. Now, this is not political. That Costco, you know, places like Costco and Walmart, Target's gotten political. Walmart's had some things here and there through the years. Man, these retailers, you stay out of it. I know Bezos and Amazon are, he's left wing. I know that. I know that. But I, some of these businesses, you just, Apple, the same way. Tim Cook is the CEO. He's gay. Nobody cares. He's maybe the best CEO in America. There are companies that just stay as best they possibly can. They stay above all this stuff and say, stay out of it. Let's just reach every customer we can possibly reach. To me, that's always been my experience at Costco. I've never seen anything there offensive one way or the other. And it seems to me that if they're pulling Bud Light, they're saying, we can't sell this stuff. And Costco will take you. Walmart, same way. You're off the shelf, man. If your product isn't moving, you're gone. And these companies take pride in the fact that they do what? 20% of their products turn over every year? That they get rid of those and bring in 20% new products and see how they sell? That's part of the business. Restaurants do the same thing with their menus. Turnover is good with products. And if this is the end of Bud Light and Costco, whew, there's only three or four beers there. I want to say there's like a crafty beer, maybe Stella is there. And then I think they tried to put a local or regional beer in. So I think there's some Boulevard there. And they'll try to do that around the country with something that makes it feel a little more local. But there is not much beer at Costco. Oh, there's a lot of beer. There's not very many beer brands. There's four or five maybe beer brands there. It's not where you go if you're wanting to see your choice of everything. If Bud Light's out of there, I can't imagine how much less beer they're going to sell if they're on their way out of Costco. Could be shocking. All right, I say Biden here for the end because I'm just tired of his act. He said, this was great. Have you seen the clip? He's sitting over the NATO thing and he's damn near asleep. And it's a shot of it's a side shot. It's almost like profile shots. He's speaking at the middle of the table and there's world leaders on both sides of him, several of them. I've been doing this a long time. Yeah, not joking. And then he gets kind of serious and says, I don't think NATO's ever been stronger. And this was supposed to be like the line of the event. They told him, Joe, you got one line you got to deliver with some real authority and confidence. And you can see all these other world leaders and they're looking at him kind of sideways. Like their heads aren't turned. They're turned a little bit and they're kind of looking out of the corner of their eye at him. And not a single one of them nods their head when he says it. They're all just looking at him so mortified with blank stares about what the hell he's doing and how he's president of the United States that they just can't believe it. He confused Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky in a speech. He said in his angry speech that he gave up at a podium in front of people that climate change is the greatest threat to humanity. Then he got in a 24-car motorcade, none of which were electric. Climate change is the greatest threat to humanity. How can you say that with a straight face? We got more and more scientists stepping up looking at these charts of heat and cool and all these different periods that we have, because we can go back like 150 years now. We're not in anything unusual here. We can pretty scientifically go back about 150 years into the 1800s and know what the temperatures were that were recorded. They had thermometers, and we've got a much better recording. They can go back farther than that and have a pretty good idea, but just like as fact, here are all the temperatures. It isn't close. 1936 was the hottest year. That's been almost 100 years ago. Of the last 150 years, it isn't close. Overwhelming. They're all talking about the heat this summer. Phoenix and Las Vegas are at 115 this week. That's not, it doesn't happen every year, but it's not unusual. They're talking about all the heat. Well, we had some heat in June for about 3 or 4 days, and it's hot today. But I don't really see this as some sort of a scalding summer at this point. And it's pretty obvious that the hottest year was 1936. And the I think the most recent year in the top five hottest years of the last 150 years was in the 90s. So we're not even close yet. It's actually, we've kind of been in a cooling period. If anybody wants to look at the data, it's all right there, but they just keep saying it. And now we know, COVID did so much for so many. If we could just get the word out, they only deal in fear. That's all they do. They want to scare you that you're going to die. A president of the United States on a world stage saying climate change is the greatest threat to humanity is an absolute embarrassment. It's a joke. I would think nuclear war at this point with Russia is the greatest threat to humanity. Do you worry more about you, your children, your grandchildren dying because of the climate? Or do you worry more about Crazy Joe starting World War III? This isn't even close. Get me on a debate stage with this guy, and that point's got to be driven home. This clown thinks that climate change is the greatest threat to your life and your children's life and your grandchildren's life while he's fiddling around trying to start World War III with nuclear weapons. And there isn't a single American watching that wouldn't go, oh, crap, that makes sense. Because it does. He's a confused old man, and it's very sad. Hey, don't forget our friends are having an auction for autism. My buddy John over at Window World is offering up at windowskansascity.com the opportunity. This is not for everyone. I know this is not for everyone, but I want you to think about how cool this is, what he's doing. He's offering up a $40,000 remodel job for somebody. That's windows, siding, doors, soffits, everything. Warrantied, installed, the whole deal. 40 grand for a house. If you're doing a flip, a remodel, if you have a rental home that needs improvement, $40,000 worth of improvement on a home in 80 counties in Kansas and Missouri can qualify. So this could be your lake house or something like that that needs a remodel. The current bid on this is $20,000. That's half price. This is totally legit. This will be $40,000 worth of work. If you need a bunch of work done on a home, or if you're flipping one right now, you can save big and make a bigger profit while helping charity. That's what Window World's all about. WindowsKansasCity.com. You'll see it right at the top of the page. Click on it, and you can see the updated auction there. And it doesn't matter whether you live in Kansas or Missouri. They got you covered at Window World. The new car image. I talked to Brad yesterday, and he said many of you call and get the detail all ready to go for your car in July. He's offering the $300 to $500 service of ceramic coating on the exterior if you sign up for a full interior right now. And as he's building his business here, he's basically doing free stuff for you because you're going to find out, hey, this is really great, the service that he does. You're going to tell people, it's going to be remarkable. He had one gentleman who has several cars, and he's doing all of those. I said, how are we doing with businesses? He says, haven't had much of that yet. If you have a fleet, if you have cars in your business, you don't have to necessarily do the ceramic coating or whatever, but it's free right now. You might as well do it. It's free in July. Your business's fleet can be done by the new car image. They can even come to you. You can rotate them in and out. I give this example. Let's say Ron Buck over at Buck Roofing's got, I think he's got like 20 trucks. He's got 20 trucks. Let's say he wants to do two a month. Every that's about once a year, each one of those trucks is going to get cleaned up real good. They're going to look better for the customers. His employees will take better care of them when they're clean as opposed to when they're not. If you have employees and they have vehicles, you know they don't take very good care of them. You clean them for them, and they'll see what that's like, and then you put a mandate in and say, take care of these. Those trucks will hold their value. They will last longer. They will look better for people to see driving down the street. TheNewCarImage.com, 816-499-1470. TheNewCarImage.com is even your automotive concierge. They will go to the DMV for you. They'll get your car tagged, titled, taxed. If you're too busy, if you travel, if you do all these things, they'll take your car to get it serviced. If you're busy professionals and you don't have time for all this stuff, or you got a bunch of kids and you don't have time for it, they will do all of this for you. TheNewCarImage.com, your personal automotive concierge. And Earth Effects Outdoor, online at eeoutdoor.com. They've done wonderful work for me here at the house, and they could do wonderful work for you. Whether it's something big or small, they've got it. Could be something as small as building a little berm with some bushes, or your regular landscaping needs to maintain and take care of your landscaping. Or if you're looking for something big, they do that too. They really specialize in hardscapes, outdoor kitchens, lighting, fire pits, bars, retaining walls, drainage, eeoutdoor.com. That's Earth Effects Outdoor, 816-478-7700. Daniel Hanks has been in business over 25 years. He's a devout Christian. He's a great American patriot. It's all you got to know about eeoutdoor.com. Our final here is Wanda Rogers. Wanda Rogers is the widow of Kenny Rogers, the famous singer. He died in 2020, so he's been gone for over 3 years, and she's just now talking about what life was like with her husband that she loves so much. She talked about she has 19-year-old boys right now, twins, that when they were growing up, Kenny had a thing he called Super Saturdays. This sounds a lot like the Keatsmans. I said, there's a little white trash running around our place. This sounds a lot like us. Super Saturdays started with taking the boys to McDonald's for breakfast and going to the car wash. And on a truly Super Saturday, once a month or so, they would finish in the late afternoon or evening taking those boys to Chuck E. Cheese. Kenny freaking Rogers. The guy has hundreds of millions of dollars, and he did facelifts and plastic surgery later in life, but he is described as like the most down-home dude ever. She has spoken out and said, our last day together, the day he died, at age 82, we spent the day at home watching movies all day, and he ate vanilla ice cream with Hershey's chocolate syrup on it, chocolate sauce. We used to call it chocolate syrup. I'm like, I think I could have grown up in that house. This sounds, that's what my mom likes. Vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup. I like vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup. Kenny Rogers. So the Turnpike Troubadours have a new album coming out in August. And they have a song on there. They've listed the names of the songs, but have not released the songs yet. They have a song called Lucille. And I'm wondering if that's a remake of the Kenny Rogers song or if they have their own song called Lucille. I can't wait to find out. But there it is. Your final today. The great Kenny Rogers, whose widow misses him dearly. KKHI now has almost 31,000 daily subscribers. We're about to click 4 million downloads. Can't thank you enough for listening every day or when you do. Some people listen three times in one day to catch up for the days that they've missed. That's awesome. We appreciate you supporting the sponsors. We appreciate you telling people about it and clicking that like, follow, or subscribe button. If you want to become a patron, you can by going to kkhasissues.com. It's pretty simple and easy, and we're just thrilled to have you here. And I am so happy to have been doing a podcast today, Leading with Football, as it's just around the corner at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.